Good day, good day. Welcome to the Queen Missy's Talk Show, where all things are good. Today we have a special guest. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the special guest. You know, in the 70s, when I was maybe, I'm not going to say I was a little girl, but I remember seeing, when I was a little girl, the Jackson 5s. Yes, the Jackson 5s. But today, I have one of the impersonators, Teo, from...
Yes?
Welcome, Teo. He is Teo...
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. He is Teo MJ. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to add another name in there? That's just the way
they call you. It's really Mateo MJ, but I'll take Teo MJ for now.
Okay. I met you through the Facebook. I remember talking with you. You even sang that day with us. Okay, so I want to ask you, we have the opportunity to come on to talk a little bit, but before we go further, I want to mention some of the sponsors, if that's okay with you. I want to go right into the sponsors.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. I want to go into the sponsors. I have a Mobile Security Solution, LLC. If anyone is trying to get their concealed to carry, this would be the person that you can get in contact with. His email is varlonretire@gmail.com. Or you can probably get in contact with Queen Missy and Queen at the number 708-480-2721, and I'll give you further information, but you can email him as well. Also, we have another special sponsor, and that sponsor is the Taqueria. The Taqueria is on 103717 South Central in Oaklawn. And their phone number, if you was trying to get in touch with them, that they didn't even put the phone number down. Yes, they did, 708-634-2224. And I want to thank them because they have been working with Queen Missy for a while. And we do have another sponsor that she will be coming on board. And her name, I'm going to wait because she's supposed to be on the show. I'll wait to let her tell you about herself. And Teo, we're going to just dive right on in there after we say the Black Friday on Cicero. Black Friday is on Cicero, you guys. They have all kind of discount things from household to clothes. Come and join them. And they have the $2, $3, $4, $5 sales, one of another sponsor. And back to Teo MJ. Teo MJ is an impersonator. And so, MJ, tell me, when did you start actually performing?
I actually started performing at the age of 14, because that's when I had a lot of exposure, street performing.
14. Okay, so was it a special song? And I want to say welcome again, but was it a special song or was it music? Was it your family members playing the song all over again? Because I remember seeing Michael Jackson once again when he was younger. Yeah. I was younger, and it was ABC. Easiest 1, 2, 3.
That's the song I played on my vinyl record when I was younger. But really, my first time seeing Michael, I was 3 years old, and the first video I saw was Thriller.
Okay.
And everybody else in my household was scared of the werewolf, but I was so fascinated by it. I was glued to the TV when I seen it. So my first time seeing Michael was definitely at the age of 3. I was dancing in my living room. My mom's neighbor used to come and stuff. So it was really just a lot.
Okay. Did you practice with your friends? Was it something that every time you heard his music, you would start to perform? What was it that really gave you that, that I can perform and I know I can be a Michael Jackson, I can be part of Michael? you know, I know that he's gone now and I can do this. What made, you know, tell me about that.
Wait, say that one more time.
Okay, tell me about the part where, you know, you just were so fascinated that you knew that you could be Michael Jackson, that you can imitate him, and you know that you had this thing together.
Really, it was just the music. The music just flew through me. I never really thought about nothing when I danced. So, but the points of where I knew I could do it was when I moonwalked in the grass for a This Is It shirt.
You moonwalked in the grass?
Yeah, I had no shoes on. I had socks on. And they were playing Billie Jean. And they were doing like a competition, and the competition was for prizes. Two people had got posters, and it was a This Is It shirt left. And this is right around the time Tito came back to perform. Again, happy birthday to Tito. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
But I had moonwalked in the grass. Like, I had did a whole long moonwalk in the grass at the Roosevelt School. Track and field, and I had won the shirt, believe it or not. I didn't have no Michael Jackson clothing. I had a shirt, but yeah, that's when I knew right then and there that I could do it for real. And I was like 14 years old when that happened.
May I ask your age now?
I'm 25. I just turned 25 on the 6th.
Okay, you just turned 25. And so, can you tell me all the different places that you performed?
I performed all around Gary, Indiana. I performed somewhat in Houston. I performed in Indianapolis, Chicago, of course. Mm-hmm. And I just got done performing out here in my hometown, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay. Was it a school? Was it, tell me what type of,
It was like little small venues.
Okay.
Like birthday parties and anniversaries.
Okay. So you said Thriller was your main song that you like. So do we have Thriller? Can we play Thriller? Is it any way possible that we can play Thriller while we're showing? I'm asking. Okay, you said no. Okay, so can we look at the picture again with him and the rest of the? It was the four, but if it was the five, saying it's the five. Okay, so tell me about this picture here. Which you have Jermaine, Randy, right, and Tito.
No, it's actually...
Which one is it?
It's actually Jackie, Marlon, and Tito.
It's so they got older, and I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. Okay, so...
You're not the only one.
You know what? You have helped me even on the Facebook with that. Okay, so let me ask the producer, can I play the music? Is it any way possible that I can play some of the music?
See if you can play it.
If I can play it? Okay. You said, so then we're going to finish up?
Let him talk and then you fix the music.
Okay, you go ahead and talk and tell me about where you took the picture. So let me go back. So tell me, where did you take this picture at?
I actually took it at the Hard Rock Casino. They had came, I think, in June or August. It was one of the months. This is like weeks before Tito passed away.
Wow.
Like, it was within the same year. So...
YouTube Thriller.
The day before their concert, I actually was at the Jackson House performing that day because they were at the house, and I was just showing them my dedication and showing them how much of a fan I am of them.
Wow.
And I literally danced my way for some tickets because there was some wonderful people like Ron Pia, Philippia, all of my Michael Jackson friends out there. And Miss Philippia actually gave me a ticket, a free ticket for me to go see the Jacksons. So it was at the Hard Rock Casino out there in Gary. I got there, and actually my good friend of mine, if you guys look him up on Facebook, he's like an advocate for the Jackson family, in my opinion. And he's a wonderful guy. He's a wonderful person. His name is Ron Pia.
Okay.
And he got me VIP backstage passes to go meet the Jacksons.
Wow.
So the Jacksons already knew that I was coming, apparently, and they were excited to meet me. They were really happy to see me. And me and Tito, we the same, you know, zodiac sign. We both Libra, so we're kind of chill and cool about it.
Okay.
But Marlon was really excited to see me for real.
Okay. So you just had a born day. What was your born day?
Born day? I was born October 6th.
So you just had your, well, I call it a born day. You guys say birthday. So what did you do for your born day?
I just celebrated with my friends. Just really did nothing. Just chilled out, really. I don't really do much, really. Not anymore. For my born days, I really just try to just thank God every day. You know, you gotta always thank God for everything.
Yes, we give the Most High all His praises and all His glory. Yes, you're absolutely right. So I'm gonna play a little bit because we really didn't set up right, you guys, and I'm so happy that he kept his commitment, so he decided to call in. And also I wanna just give a shout out to my co-host with he's my co-host it all the time. That right there would be Al Heath. And we call him King Al and talk about his pit bully corned beef sandwiches that he do have. So he's absent on today. And we had another special guest that will be coming on later. And you say that you're some kin to the other impersonator, correct? Rico.
Yeah.
Rico. Okay. So I'm gonna play this and let's play a little bit of this.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I don't know why. The internet has been just like not treating me right. I'm trying. Okay. Technical dip. Okay, there it is. Okay. Okay.
I use PayPal to buy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh,
time.
Wow.
And I get 5% cash back.
You guys, I am not together today. We're not together because we thought we was going to have him and Rico in the studio. But some things came up, so we're trying to just put it the best way we can. And if you know anything about cell phones or technical difficulties, we're having it today. So here it is, Thriller, Michael Jackson. And we can show the pictures. Okay, can we show his pictures? Thank you.
Honestly, we're out of gas. So, what are we gonna do now? Sorry, I didn't believe you. Can I ask you something? What?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael.
have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael?
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about?
Guys, give it up for Tao.
Hey, I'm here.
Give it up for Tao MJ with the Michael Jackson impersonator. Next time, you guys, we hope to have him in the studio. But Tao, let me ask you something. How far are you going to go with everything? Are you going to, where's your next performance going to be?
So in Hollywood. No, I'm just playing. Honestly, I want to go far with it because I just want the respect from my peers. You know, I don't really do this for competition or for, you know, for clout and everything. I just do it because I enjoy doing it. I enjoy putting smiles on people's faces. You never know what somebody's going through.
Sounds
and
good.
Me being so humble about everything, I just want to do like what I love to do, and I just like seeing people happy and bringing them together and uniting them. So if I can be that person to do it, I'll do it, and I just want to do it until the wheels fall off.
All right, so let's give our condolence also. You know, take it away from that, and I appreciate you saying that is one of the legendary, and I guess you heard about it, age 51, D'Angelo.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Do you want to speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, he was one of my cousin's favorite singers, and I had a lot of CDs and stuff, and he used to play his music at my house, and I liked him from then on, and I was like 19 or 20 when I first heard him and everything. And so it just went off from there. And his music is a big influence and big impact. He was one of the coldest, in my opinion. Very slept on as an artist.
Okay. Well, rest up with the Most High, Angelo, D'Angelo. And we're going to say, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Tao.
No problem.
And so the next time we'll have you and Rico on the show together where you guys can perform. It'll be the way it's supposed to be. I want to just send my love out to everybody, and I want to thank you once again. And also, if you're going through a bereavement, we send our love out to you. If you're going through difficulty times, we ask that everything, all things get great or good in your life. And you guys, don't forget to tune in to the Cam TV. Download the app, watch the TV station, and watch the show. And we're on every social media, iHeart Radio as well. You all have a rest of a good one, and thank you, and see you next time.
My pleasure. See you next time.
Thank you. Peace.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. For now.